Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Danielle, I just got a text message from a therapist, and he or she says the best way to get over your anxiety about the rose delivery is to allow the rose sender to sleep over in your bed for 6 to 7 weeks.
Can I see some credentials?
No, that's
please.
Sound advice.
They weren't looking for credentials on abducted in plain sight. Why would you be looking for?
Because that person was unlicensed. That's why. Also the kidnapping. Also, I need you to say that we can get married so we can come back from Mexico legally.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Boy.
I think that's the first thing, well, maybe not the first thing, but one of the first things that I've recommended on the show that you immediately went and watched.
Yeah.
It's probably because everybody was calling in about how creepy it was, right? Is that why?
Yeah. And it was a quick hour and a half watch. So all right.
It is a pretty quick watch.
Yeah.
It's the dramatization. That also bothers me.
Oh, my God.
Not a lot of documentaries do that, but they have hired actors portraying the role.
Well, it's kind of confusing because some of it, I think, is actual footage from, like, 1970s home movies. But then the guy that they hired looks exactly like B, the pedophile guy.
Yeah. He actually looks creepier.
And they make the footage look like it's old.
Yeah, like grainy.
Like
she's home movies.
Yeah.
That's this.
No. Very, 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 very disturbing, that documentary. Today's weather brought to you by findmassmoney.com, and they're assembling at the MEMA bunker right now, getting ready for a terrible storm. I guess 3 to 6 inches here in Boston by the time this is done. It's going to start around 1 o'clock. So obviously, it's going to be a miserable commute this afternoon wherever you're going. Try to get it done. See if you can leave early or try to get off the roads. If you live north and west of the city, you're going to end up with over 6 inches of snow, according to some of the European models.
European models today.
Yes. You may have money waiting to be claimed at findmassmoney.com. Go to findmassmoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. Findmassmoney.com, fast, easy, and free.
So Katy Perry has removed the blackface shoes from her fashion line.
Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about this. I don't know if you've seen the actual shoes.
I have.
Now, they weren't labeled for sale as blackface shoes or anything, but people lost their mind when they saw them. Do you think that Katy Perry's intent was to have these shoes look like blackface, or are they just...
It looked to me like
the shoes were black and they had lips and a eyes and a nose on them.
They're available in multiple colors. So they come in nude, they come in black. So nude, it just looks like, you know, regular whatever. I can see where they're like mules, so slide on shoes. They have two eyes and red lips and a nose, I think. But the black version of the shoe does, you know, with the red lips and whatnot, does bear resemblance to that old school, that Sambo caricature that has, you know, has been determined to be super offensive and racist. So she has decided to remove the shoes altogether from their fashion line, which is on sale at many retailers, including Walmart. So you won't get them, Greg.
Yeah.
A spokesperson for the company told TMZ, in order to be respectful and sensitive, the team is in the process of pulling the shoes.
Well, you know, I was reading some of the comments that people were leaving her on social media, and they were saying, Katy Perry, what are you thinking? And then, I mean, is it possible that she's not a racist because she just designed shoes, and the first thing she thinks of is not these shoes are going to look like blackface.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
I like, find it hard to believe that she's mocking someone with blackface.
No.
Shoes. Yeah. I think she was thinking you got to have them in black because if you got your little black dress, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I.
But do you think it looks like blackface or no?
I guess if
it kind of does. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was her intent.
I have no problem with that. But
right.
You know, you just can't do it.
Yeah. Right. Are they going to send them to some third world country yes. or something? Oh, they are. Okay.
Yep.
All right, that's good. Before
we move on, you don't possibly have any Katy Perry songs on your iPod, do you?
Oh, no.
I do have, I believe I do have Katy Perry on my iPod. Some people might say, why?
You got hits or deep tracks?
You know, I'm approaching the 4,000 song level on the infamous iPod. And I believe I do have... my favorite Katy Perry song. Would you like to guess which one it is, Danielle, before I play it? It's the only one I have on my iPod.
I'm guessing it's going to be something very popular.
Well, what isn't very popular by Katy Perry?
I know,
Katy
but there are some songs that a lot of people wouldn't know. I'm guessing this is one of the...
one of her more popular?
I'm guessing this is probably one of the big concert sing-along once.
You would have guessed right.
She was getting into it. The concert phone going.
I was feeling like free and being myself.
Have you seen her live? Please tell me you've never gone to a Katy Perry concert.
I think I had to take Julia at one point.
Oh, really?
She puts on an amazing show.
She's very talented.
She's super talented. I'm telling you, she's incredible.
She's very talented.
And what a set of cans!
Who's looking at that?
I meant her canned goods. That's what I meant at the house.
When you're taking your probably Julia was 12 at the time or something. I'm not looking at Katy Perry's boobs when I'm at a concert with.
Well, you should.
But yeah. With my daughter.
That's why you're there, Dad.
All right. Let us get to this.
And now, LB.
Nothing changes. It's nothing changes.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
And it's brought to you by the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester with symmetrical all-wheel drive, fully redesigned inside and out for all you love about winter in New England. Learn more about the all-new Subaru Forester at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
We got some capable guys that can get outs in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning. What Barnsley did last year was amazing. If you start looking where he pitched during the regular season and during the playoffs, you know, he was amazing. Brazier did an outstanding job. But for me, it's too soon. I got to sit down with them. I don't want anybody to come here and try to win a job in the first day of spring training.
That's the best skipper in baseball, Red Sox manager Alex Cora. And he's talking about his bullpen. No Kimbrell, you know, an insane closer, and no Joe Kelly right now. Mm. Both free agents. So right where are we at? Matt Barnes and company, mm-hmm. as he mentioned, Brazier. So we'll have to wait and see. Again, training camp starts tomorrow. Pitchers, catchers in Fort Myers. Full workouts next week for the World Cup. I'm sorry, the world champs. Oh, gosh, we did it again, didn't we? Exhibition a week from Friday, and it's all good in Red Sox Nation's world. The Bruins finish up their homestand tonight. Bees Hawks at 7 o'clock. If you can't go to the game, check it out on Nesson. The Black and Gold beat the Kings and the Avs in OT. They've won 4 or 5 as of late. And then after this tilt with the Hawks, it's off. For the West Coast trip, they begin the first of, I think it's 5, in Anaheim. The 67th Beanpot winner was a repeat. Way to work, you dogs.
Solo has a piece of it. Solo has it in the empty net goal! With 5.3 seconds remaining! And the doghouse is roaring here at the Garden. The doghouse to the penthouse! The Northeastern Huskies repeat as Beanpot champs!
Yeah, kudos to Husky Nation, too. They repeated, and that building was rocking, and Northeastern fans packed the Garden and stood strong. So all good. Back-to-back, it was a 4-2 win over BC. Salt 76ers tonight in the city with the broken bell. 8 p.m. tip-off. No Kyrie. He's got the banged-up knee. In other news, Russell Westbrook of the Thunder had his 10th triple-double. 21-14-11 in a 121-11 win over Portland. And he passes Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt's now number two as far as consecutive triple-doubles. Paul George, his butt, also had a triple-double last night in the game. Two-sport phenom Kyler Murray says it's the NFL for sure. The QB, and he's an incredible baseball star. He's expected to go in the first round. He won the Heisman Trophy, college football. He will enter the NFL draft in April. Kareem Hunt released from the Chiefs for shoving and kicking a woman. I guess he was hammered at a hotel, caught on video. He was signed by Cleveland to a one-year deal, but he's suspended by the NFL for this season. Maybe they might shorten it. I don't know, but they shouldn't. I believe in second chances, but I guess he's doing all the right stuff, therapy, and playing, doing what he's supposed to be doing with the proper people. What else? I guess he'll be able to play maybe sooner than later because he's doing the right stuff. College hoops tonight at Connie Forum. BC hosts the Pitt Panthers tonight over at the Heights. Number 2, Duke. Number 5, Kentucky. Number 7, Michigan, all in action tonight. And the delayed Pebble Beach winner, it was the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Lefty Mickelson, the old-timer, 19-under, takes home the big dough. Paul Casey was 3 shots back. I'm LB. Have a great week, everybody.
We've got plenty of days left. So it's only Tuesday.
Just because
there's a storm coming, we're going to have to be here tomorrow. I mean, I don't think it's going to be an issue tomorrow morning, right? I mean, this thing will be cleaned right up and ready to rock after tonight, right?
I got to believe most of it will melt.
You think so?
Yeah, it's been fairly warm out, right?
Well, aren't we getting freezing rain on top of it? So aren't we going to have that awesome crust?
Yeah,
you got to break with your shovel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Slide through your garage door, coming down the driveway. Yeah.
LB, not a big deal. These people are texting in that Joe Kelly signed with the Dodgers. I don't know.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
So that's kind of a big loss. Mr. Baseball will probably say that.
I have to say it is. Yeah. I'm going to miss him. Yeah. But we got Eovaldi, you know, and we still got Price, right?
Yeah.
And, well, I think they're going to get Kimbrell for 1 year for $20 million.
The Sox?
Yeah.
You think so?
That's that.
Kimbrell?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know, man.
Well, I think he threw that out there, or that's the rumor that's out there.
I'd like to know what Bryce Harper is going to be doing, because he's not getting signed up.
Yeah,
nobody's him and who else? If you want him on your team,
who's the other stud that's still? Yeah, Machado.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, they're still both free agents.
Oh, that guy seems like some kind of. Although the Dodgers made it last year, but he seems like some kind of clubhouse cancer to me. If you bring him to the Red Sox, like Cora's great. He's the chemist. You know, he's got all the personalities, all the chemistry going. You bring someone like that in, that could just like ruin the whole thing.
Speaking of baseball, did I hear on the show yesterday that somebody bought a sex chair? I was hoping to get some clarification on that. Tune in yesterday morning on the way to get myself a cup of Joe, and I heard somebody talking about a sex chair.
Joe, that's actually a place to put your sweaters.
Let me ask you a question about the sex chair. Does anybody ever come over and they say, way back, way back, can you believe it? All right, now listen, speaking of sports, we are joined right now by Bob Iback, who's been on the show before. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good morning. I like that introduction with the segue there, Greg.
Bob, I'm in radio like I believe you used to be, and I do segues. That's my thing. Now, let me ask you. You have a very special limited edition Patriots-related item that we are going to talk about today. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, I know when we talked to most of you folks last week, we were talking about a framed item that did very well, that had a piece of history in there.
Bob, I couldn't be on the show that day because I was still.
I know you were still coming back from Atlanta, right?
From the site of our most recent triumph in this city.
Well, I'm glad you scored some tickets for that one.
Well, you know, I spent a lot on them. I'll probably still be paying for them a couple years from now, but well worth it. Well worth it. But yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. You talk about six titles, and I covered the NFL for many years when I was at the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post, and saw a lot of NFL football. This has got to be the greatest era of professional football that I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Well, everybody but Jim Irsay believes that. So, yes, you are correct. Yes.
No, it's something else. Go back to 2001. You got six titles. You've been there nine times, and we've got something. We're working with the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation on this project, and we're kind of putting a cap on it because we start out with 5,000 of these Rawlings football, Super Bowl footballs. These are the real deal. They're just $99. A portion of the proceeds will help out the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation. And in a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how you can still get these. But before I do, I kind of wanted to paint the picture on the football because they got some really cool white panels on the ball. One of them recaps the entire season, all the games played in order with the date, the opponent, final score, and also obviously the playoffs, and it'll say Super Bowl champions on there.
Did they leave the Miami game off of there?
Well, you know, we include a little bottle of whiteout with it. You can knock off any game you want.
Thank
on
you.
Football.
Thank you for free.
You know, the other panels is really kind of cool. They come up with a special logo. The 6X Super Bowl champions is on there. It's got all the logos from each of the six Super Bowl championships on that other panel with some franchise history. I got a chance to see a prototype of it yesterday, and it is really a nice looking football. And again, it's only $99. We only have a few of these left, so I do urge people to, if you want something, you know, just maybe Valentine's Day coming up, you could print it off online and give it to that person, or you got some gifts coming up in the spring. But this is so historic. If you'd like to order these, it's $99. The toll-free number we set up is 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. Or just go right to the website, nicosports.com, NICOSports.com. And, you know, I was listening to you before I called in and talking about spring training and the Red Sox. My son's with the Tampa Bay Rays, so I'm just asking you, please, Sox, just be a little careful with the Rays this year. Be careful.
What, is he playing for them, Bob?
No, he's their pro scouting director. He was with the Orioles and the Marlins for many years. This is his 18th year in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
But he's a pro scouting director with them. They're right up in Port Charlotte, not too far from where the Sox are training down in Fort Myers. And they've got a good ball club, but, you know, and they had 90 wins last year. But I'll tell you what, it's tough to go ahead in that division with the Yankees and the Red Sox just being at the top. And I agree with you. You don't want Machado there.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He's a troublemaker. Is there any spot on the football that commemorates the only one-on-one interview that Tom Brady did during the Super Bowl, asking for a friend?
You know what? We didn't put that little button on the side of the football where you could punch it in and hear it, you know?
Okay. All right.
And I have to say, we did not. These footballs are totally inflated.
Okay. Oh,
very, very funny.
Oh, Bob.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Excellent.
All right,
buddy.
Bob, thank you.
Hey, listen, you guys have a wonderful day. It's always great to talk to you. And I just want to let them in closing. We've raised almost $2.5 million for charity. And your show and your great audience have been a big part of that. So a big shout out to everybody.
All right,
Bob. You're the best, kid.
Thank you, Bob.
Hillman.
Good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yep, you got it, Tom.
That's legit right there.
Texter would like to know if Bob ever worked with Johnny St. Dark.
Oh,
probably.
Bob's a former radio. Well, he's a former a former baseball PR guy and a radio guy. So he has sounds a little bit Johnny St. Dark-ish, but they're doing something great for charity. I'll tell you one thing before I go. These footballs are fully inflated.
Oh, no. Cheat rinse.
Ah, but they're doing a nice thing for charity.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to some news. Do you have a sponsor, Danielle?
I do have a sponsor. The news This hour is brought to you by the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester with symmetrical all-wheel drive, fully redesigned inside and out for all you love about winter in New England. Learn more about the all-new Subaru Forester at SubaruofNewEngland.com. This is very, very, very 2019 and says a lot about how we communicate with each other, but there's a Kickstarter going on right now for a product called the Love Sink.
The what?
The Love Sink.
Is it like the chair? Is it like the chair you bought?
Different.
It's not an actual
considered
sink.
Buying. No.
Okay.
Now, it's a pair of buttons, one for you and one for your partner. And the idea is that you're supposed to press the button when you're in the mood to get it on.
Oh.
What happened to foreplay?
So wait a second. It's called the Love Sink, as mm-hmm. in we're in sync.
Yep.
And you're supposed to press the button. So if you're at work and you're all horned up, then you're supposed to press the button.
Yep.
And then what happens?
When you press the button, it starts glowing green.
Okay.
And then you can see whether or not your partner has pressed his or her button and whether that's glowing green. It's like one big whole consent thing. Like, are you in the mood? No, I'm going to press this button to show you I'm in the mood. Huh. Are you not in the mood? Nope, my button's not pressed. It's such a weird thing.
If the other person hasn't pressed their button, they don't know that you pressed your button and you're in the mood. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we actually have a little sound from a promo that they're running for the product, if you want to hear that, on the Kickstarter website.
It's super simple. All you have to do is place a button at each of your bedsides, and when you're feeling a little randy, you just anonymously push the button. There's no risk of rejection. If only one of you pushes the button, nothing happens, and your partner's none the wiser. But if your partner's also ready for a pants-off dance-off, they'll press their button. The LoveSync technology combines these anonymous inputs and recognizes that there is consensus. It lets you both know by emitting a swirling glow from the buttons. Pressing the button multiple times sets a longer time period that you'd be down for boppin' squiddles.
Rumpus humpus.
Hack in the sack.
Two-person push-ups?
It's amazing for those times where you wouldn't mind being surprised in the middle of the night.
Which I avoided in the past, fear of waking the beast.
There's no risk of a rejection.
Really?
Are you kidding me? Why can't people just interact?
Whatever happened to roll over?
There's nothing that is less romantic than that.
I know. The poke and swat. That's how you know. You get the poke and swat.
Okay, so if I press the button, but she doesn't press the button, and we just leave it at that, and I just shove that all down that my wife doesn't want to have sex with me, so we're not going to talk about it.
Right.
You saw my button. I didn't want to do it. That's healthy.
What if somebody else in the same area is all horned up? Can you sync with them?
That's a great idea, Greg.
Should you be synced up with it? Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You're not in the mood? Well, B is next door.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Speaking of B, I wonder if Bob Ibeck is B. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Gregory.
Hey, what's up?
Quick question. Does that button also indicate if the recipient received the flowers or not?
I don't know if it does. Maybe Bish is the bee. Maybe Bish sent you the flowers. You ever think about that?
No, I did not. I'm sure it wasn't Mark.
Well, there you go.
He's a gentleman.
Something to use during the storm. If you're trapped inside, press the button. I'm pressing the button over here. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, brother, check it out now. Well, the snow is going to begin to fly just about 1 o'clock or so this afternoon. And if you believe the weather smokes, it looks like we're going to end up with 3 to 6 inches here in Boston by the time it is done later on tonight. And more than that, north and west of the city. So just make plans for this afternoon and your evening drive home, and I think everything will be okay.
Speaking of weather and news smokes, have you sent any Get Well Soon flowers to our dear friend Jessica Reyes?
I sent Jessica Reyes 10 dozen roses yesterday, and I just signed G.
Oh.
No, but I saw on the Instagram that she broke her wrist or something. Yeah. She's a news smoke and a everyday listener of this program. And she slipped on ice or something?
Slipped on ice, I think, on Boston.
That's too bad. Well, the thoughts and prayers to Jay. Is she still able to work?
I think so.
Okay.
Grab the 12-inch ruler. That's how you scratch your arm when you're in the cast.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Don't lose the pen cap.
No.
Yeah.
You would think with all the technology, they'd be able to create something where the cast is an itchy under there and all of that stuff. But that's one thing that they have not been able to deal with. Have you seen? Before we go, I wanted to talk about. Wait a minute, hold on a second. 508 text. Thank you, Greg, for another extremely vague forecast. What are you talking about? That wasn't vague. It was accurate AF.
He gave the totals.
Yeah. 3-6 in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6+ north and west of the city. South Shore is going to get 1 to 3 inches.
South Shore person?
It starts at 1 and it ends at 7. I don't know what I would like.
Can you be more specific?
People are such pee bags.
I don't know.
I need to know if I'm going to get 3 or 4 inches, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's
I
Reiner texting in.
I really don't.
Nerd.
Don't try and steal my job, guy.
I wanted to talk about the airline that is suing a passenger because they didn't complete the third leg of their trip. And apparently by buying the third leg of the trip, they got a better price than if they had only bought the first two legs.
Yep.
And so now they're suing them for not showing up on the third leg.
Well, it's a security issue because then if they're not there, they have to pull the bags and stuff.
They have to do what?
They have to pull the bags. They have to yank the bag
940
out of the bottom. Lufthansa said that this individual who booked this multi-stop ticket intentionally tried to get a cheap fare, you said, by booking the extra thing.
Is that a crime?
Yeah, really?
They're frugal.
Yeah.
He was flying from Oslo, Norway to Seattle via Frankfurt. On the return journey, he purchased a separate ticket from Frankfurt to Berlin and did not complete the journey to Oslo. The terms and conditions when buying tickets through the Lufthansa site make it very clear that that practice is not allowed. Show of hands, who's actually ever read the terms and conditions, all 19 pages, without just checking the box?
Well, the lettering is so small you can't read it anyway.
Right.
Yeah, they do it on purpose.
Now, German media state that Lufthansa and other airlines are tightening their rules against no-show passengers. They say that they're looking for the remainder of the cost of the ticket, what he would have paid if he booked the actual travel itinerary, plus interest. So looking at a few grand.
Well, they need to fix their own.
Yeah.
If people can find a way to fly more affordably, they got to fix their own internal snafus.
Absolutely.
That kind of scenario, I would need rage yoga after that. Have you seen the story about the lady who does the rage yoga? I think it's in Texas. And it's basically yoga, profanity, and beer to relieve.
Oh my God, really?
I could do without the yoga part, to be honest with you, but
The
profanity and the beer part is fine.
Mm-hmm.
This lady has been hosting, and apparently it's wildly popular because people are so stressed out or anxious or whatever it is, but
kind of goes against, the main practices of
the
yoga.
The yoga part, it goes against the main practices
of
yoga.
You know what? If you're into it and it benefits you,
you're burning more calories.
By the way, the yoga mat was on that list that I mentioned earlier of the things that you're most likely to catch the flu from.
Yoga mats are gross.
Yeah.
The yoga mat.
Because you think about it, very few people probably actually clean them. They put their little yoga towel down that's 3x4 inches, and then they're like, everything's fine, and they roll it up at the end of class. It's like a microbe. What's the, is it a yodel or a ho-ho? Which one is the long, the yodel?
Yodel?
Yeah.
The spiral one? Mm-hmm. So you're basically rolling up like a microbe yodel.
If you're wondering, also in that same family.
Yes.
Is monkey's favorite snack food of all time, known as the funny bone.
Funny bones. Those are peanut butter, right?
Which is the peanut butter version of the yodel or the what was the other one?
The ho-ho.
The ho-ho.
Yes. Those roll.
Monkeys, like three meals a day, Johnny Egan eats funny bones and Red Bull.
Oh, yeah. How's that guy still my have idol. A kidney?
It's amazing.
That's why he's really? My idol.
I don't think he's actually human.
But anyway, here is this yoga instructor, Ashley Dusich.
Get rid of all that f***ing tension in your head, your neck, your jaw, everything. Let it f***ing go. Exhale, release all that f***. Let it go. Rage yoga is a practice that involves breathing, stretching, mudras, yoga postures, and a lot of bad humor. One of the funniest things I think I ever heard was, I told you to do the dishes. We actually take beer breaks during the class. Cheers. It's definitely not for everybody, and that's totally okay. I also don't recommend bringing your children. We're all angry about something, and we all have been holding on to an F-bomb for a little bit too long. Yeah. So that's what this does. It allows you to have a safe space to let go of your anger and frustration and rage in a healthy way. And then also wash it all away with some ice cold beer.
This is proof that people will pay for anything. Like, yes, if you tell people, like, people could yell and drink a beer. They could swear and drink a beer in their backyard and not, and it wouldn't cost them a cent.
Or at the local bar.
But this person creates rage yoga and it becomes all the quote unquote rage, right? All right. Okay. Danielle, you're not a yoga person, right? I don't remember.
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I couldn't remember if you were. Yeah. That's not a part of the healing thing. That's a whole different...
There's a separate type of... There's arhatic yoga as part of pranic healing.
Now, your workout routine has become intense this year. Are you actually going to the gym before the show?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You are crazy.
What happened? I mean,
I've been miserable the last 6 months. I was in a bad place for a while. Yeah. A lot of crap. You know, and everybody always says,
it's because that guy over there is always trying to start fights with you.
No, dude, he rolls on. We hug it out at the end of the show. Yeah, it's not.
So you started to go to the gym before the show?
I won't go during, like, I know if I get home from the show and like get home and start doing stuff and, you know, cleaning or sorting or whatever the hell I'm doing all day. I just know I'm not going to get back to the gym. And I hate, you know, I always say that I'm going to get up early, I'm going to get ready so I actually look presentable at work. I'm tired of looking like an unmade bed. Like, yeah. I'm very uncomfortable with the way I look. Yeah. So I'm like, the only way I can do it is to change it myself. So I tried to start doing baby steps.
There it is.
Yeah. And
if nothing changes, nothing changes.
That's right, LB. That's it
if
right
nothing
there.
Nothing changes, nothing. What about the rhabdo? You don't want to get the rhabdo again.
Well, I'm just doing like free weights and cardio. I'm not doing anything like CrossFit or TRX that gave me the rhabdo those two times.
But next year you could.
Is there a gym open that early?
Yeah, there's a lot of 24-hour gyms.
Oh, you go to one of those 24-hour places.
Yeah, because there's... nobody there.
Well,
there's like three people there, and that's, you know, where I don't feel great about myself right now. And sometimes people will give you the stare because they recognize you. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go in, put my hat on, put my headphones on, put my head down, and it's 2:30 in the morning, and let's do it.
Now,
I feel great though.
Here's a text that says, "Saw you there working out this morning." Signed B.
Oh, great. Don't ruin this for
her, Greg. I didn't say which gym I went to.
No, you didn't. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good thing if you can get up and get going and do it early in the morning.
I've just noticed that, like, especially in the winter, when it gets dark early, I'm done. I'm toast. Once it gets dark, I'm ready for bed. So I found that I was feeling naturally like I should go to bed earlier, like 6, 7 o'clock, and that I would normally wake up at 2 or 3 and then struggle to fall back to sleep. And then I'd fall back to sleep at like 4 and my alarm would go off 10 minutes later. So I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to take advantage of this and, you know, try to do something positive for my health and feel better. And it's a compound effect.
Well, the guns are looking great.
Thanks, baby. The guns are shrinking. That's the problem.
Well, that's a good thing.
But I've lost 6 pounds, so I'm feeling better about that. I've cleaned up my diet tremendously. And it has a domino effect where I get up, I go to the gym, then I can come home and actually like shower and get ready and do my hair and makeup and like feel like a normal person in here. If we're taking videos or doing Facebook Live instead of trying to like contort myself so I'm hiding from our digital guy, Tony, in the corner.
Oh, excellent. Well, extraordinary.
Thank
good for,
you.
Good for you.
Thanks, buddy.
And you're right. It is many times it is better to get your workout in at sunrise. There he is, Lightfoot.
Yep. Gord's gold.
Unfortunately, has refused several offers to come on this show and go behind the earmuffs.
Which is sad.
Well, he's an older man.
I know, but yeah. Still.
She was tried many times.
He's an older man, so you think he'd be up at 4 o'clock in
right.
the morning.
You would think you would think Lightfoot would like to talk about his music. But
he's still going to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning.
He's probably sick of questions about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I would be.
Oh, you think right? so?
I mean, that's probably all he's ever asked about.
Well, he's old, so he didn't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's a Canadian treasure. He doesn't need to talk.
No,
really
he doesn't.
Is.
No, he doesn't.
Well, we have a Canadian treasure that does
we
talk.
We serve. So.
All right.
To each his own.
Well, anything else that we didn't get to talk about today? Let me look on my list of things that I did prep-wise last night. We talked about Roger Goodell not allowing the Patriots to host the season opener because under the guise of wanting the Packers and the Bears for the 100th season. I guess it really doesn't matter. We only care about the last game of the season, not the first game of the season around these parts. But still, it's a great thing when that Thursday night game comes and it's at Gillette and the banner goes up.
Yeah.
But I guess it's going to be a Sunday night, which means that, you know, there's a work day Monday. I guess there's a work day Friday day.
Yeah, who are you, LB? We work on Friday.
You told me there was something you wanted to talk about before we get out of here, Danielle.
Denmark's oldest shopping mall has removed a Michael Jackson statue out of fears it could offend customers.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Charlotte Anderson is the marketing manager for this mall. It's in suburban Copenhagen. And she said that they had received about 15 complaints about the Michael Jackson statue, mostly from people like families with children. They had announced an exhibition of wax statues of major stars, including Marilyn Monroe and Julia Roberts, to coincide with Danish school's week-long winter holiday that started yesterday.
Wait a minute. It's a wax statue, which is that's kind of funny in itself.
Yes.
Now,
they've replaced the Michael Jackson statue with
the R. Kelly statue?
Yeah, how do you know? Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Wait.
He doesn't bother anybody.
He's hot.
Just because he's Brad Pitt, right?
Right,
I mean,
course,
there's no, like, significance to... that's just fine. Bizarre.
Huh. All right.
Yeah.
Well... What are they doing with it? I mean, was somebody...
Storage.
Candles.
Raffle. Auction. Candles.
Turn it into Michael Jackson.
Give it to the bees. They're going to seal some fancy envelopes with it.
They're sending it to Utah because the Brazilians are like all the rage there.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Running low on wax.
I don't know if I want to use that kind.
That Michael Jackson documentary that caused all the stir at the film festival must be premiering soon. I don't think it's on yet. Is it on yet?
I haven't seen a trailer.
I think it's coming to HBO. So I don't think it's available yet, but it caused quite a stir.
If I had a movie house, I'd show that and the R. Kelly as a double feature.
Oh, you would? Yeah. Yeah.
What are you trying to get people to be like completely egged out?
And just like people would be leaving going, ugh.
You'd have to literally hand out wire brushes with the tickets.
Well, I was going to say, on the way out, you get a hot towel.
By the way, who says movie house? What? Come on down to the movie house this weekend and see some talkies.
What? There's a lot of those
it's
still around.
It's called a theater. It's like not a movie house.
Cinema and draft house
and
also.
It's not a guy in the background.
A movie house is where I go to see movies I like, Greg.
The
Star Trek double features.
Oh, you never told me because I was off on Monday what you thought about the Dude commercial during the Super Bowl.
It was okay.
It was all right. Just okay.
I thought they stuck in some nice details. Walking on the carpet, there was stuff all over the carpet. The bartender's name was Gary.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. I think I just wanted to be more dude centric,
more dude stuff,
less Sarah Jessica Parker, more.
But is it believable that the guy would go away from the White Russian? I mean,
even
if it's Stella Artois, probably good beer. But
the dude is moved by events in his life.
Yeah,
he will always remain constant in bowling and the Caucasians.
Yeah. I buy that either. All right, we got to go. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download at any time, any hour, any show, at WAAF.com. That's WAAF.com. Or you can get it through the radio.com app. And I have nothing to do with what the commercials sound like on the app. If they, if it sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks, it's not me. I'm not in charge of that. I have nothing to do with that. I feel your pain on that, but I think they're working on it, right? It's under construction.
That's what I'm told. Under construction.
It's under control.
I love those guys.
So, radio.com app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Coming up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. You get over an hour of nonstop rock without a single commercial to get you through the storm. Godspeed, north and west of the city. If you live north and west of the city, well, thoughts and prayers on this storm. We'll be back in here tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you very much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.